On this episode of Our Green Revolution, we meet up with Alpha Senen at the 2018 Caribbean Week of Agriculture and discuss how he is revolutionizing the way youth across the globe think, feel, and approach agriculture and the powerful role they play in the future of food. Hello and welcome. I am your host, Joshua Forte.
This is the vanguard of our green revolution.
I'm Alpha Senen, founder and executive director of YFAM, and we are a non-profit organization. Our headquarters in Trinidad and Tobago, and we are pioneering agricultural educational entertainment, which is shortly known for Agri-Edutainment. Why Agri-Edutainment? To reach out to the younger generation, kids as well as young people, to connect them with a why in a creative manner. What why am I speaking about? Why food security? Why can they contribute to food security? And why they should contribute towards food security? And why they should grow their own food, not in the future, but they can start doing it now. So we at YFAM, we say that we are growing the future feeders of the year 2050.
So tell me something. I mean, listening to you and hearing all of this, my question is, right now, don't the children understand why it's important to grow food? Like, why is this really necessary at this point in time?
So when we go around the schools and we ask every single child, go around the class, what do you want to be when you grow up? 9 out of 10 times, not a single child says farmer, agriculture, agri-entrepreneur, agri-engineer. Not a single child says that. So then I ask them, if you all grow up, when you all grow up, let's just say you are the population of your country. You alone. I hear doctor, I hear engineer, I hear lawyer, I hear fireman, I hear pilot. So I ask them, what are you going to eat? And they are like, worms, you know? So then, right there, yes, they would say that they know why we should grow food, but are these children thinking about literally growing up and take this as a career? Yes, people would say that we are teaching agri science in school, we are teaching this in school. Is this re-engineering these children's mind to put agriculture where medicine is, to put agriculture where engineering is? No, it's not. The education system is not doing that. Hence, we started the conversation from why.
So tell me something. So how is it now, and I know you travel across the region, across the world, how is it that we get to this state where you don't even got any youth thinking at all about growing food, you know, which is like the single most thing that we need to survive? How is it that we get to this state? And from your journeys, give us a bit of a background, the places that you've been to, and what are the similarities across the world?
Definitely. So how we got to this place, one hashtag that I use, well, I use the hashtag in the positive sense, which is hashtag food freedom, and the negative sense is food slavery. They have created it in a way that we shouldn't grow our own food. We shouldn't feed ourselves. Why? For someone else to feed us. Who is he, someone else that feed us? I ain't gonna call no names, but who feeds us, who feed you, control you. And you are always down on their knees to depend on them for whatever resources that you need, because they are feeding you. We could go without clothes on our back. We could go without a roof to our heads. I have seen vagrants survive longer than many other people. But what those vagrants do for sure is that they get food. Whatever it may be in the garbage or whatever, but they get food.
Yeah.
So we need food for survival, right? So they have created it in a way that they mentally enslaved us to feel like agriculture is slavery. But then the real slavery is really when we are depending on them for food. food. That is the real slavery. And we don't realize that. So we don't share that narrative. Recently, I had a sociology class that came on my farm. And they started with all these things. I do the discussions in a way, and I get the answers out of them. And those children started to say, slavery and agriculture is this, and agriculture is that, and it feels like this, and it feels like that. And I said, wait, hold on for a second. Where do our food come from? Where do our majority of food come from? What is our import bill? Started asking these questions, and they started to think. And at the end of this discussion, when I tell them that emancipate yourself from food slavery, none but yourself should feed your mind, they were like, oh my God, that is true. That is so correct. My experiences around the world has been all over. As far as Australia, to Thailand, to India. My company works in Africa, throughout the States, throughout Europe. We attend a lot of summits, a lot of engagement. I do a lot of speaking engagements, motivational talks, keynote speeches, youth engagement campaigns all over the globe. One child came up to me in Australia. I will never forget this. And she said, why can't you stay in Australia? I said, why? She said, because this was after a workshop. And she said, because no one is talking about this.
Wow.
No one is telling us that we should become a farmer. No one, and that's exactly her words. No one is telling them it. And I said, whoa, that is powerful. And that is proof of the need for my brand as a global brand, because no one is having this conversation.
Yeah.
And this has happened throughout the globe. No matter where I go, it's always the same thing. Another big reason why it's the same thing as well. So in some cases, it's not only just about food slavery, but it's also about the large corporations feeding the population. They have a monopoly market. So they're encouraging people to grow no food and teach that in, yes, they teach it in university, but in a certain light, you know?
Yeah. So it's more a case where the education that they would be providing for it really would be for their future employees more so than anything else.
Yeah.
And also just give us a background too of the core age range of youth that you outreach to.
Yeah, so we work with our main targets as kids. So within the ages of 7 to 11, but then we also work with youth as well too. 18 to 35. But we have youth agripreneurship training programs. So many young people come to us on a daily basis and say, I want a farm. I've been following your page. I see your videos. I want to do this. You have empowered me. You have inspired. You have motivated. I want to grow food. I want to develop a business. We are about to launch a big project called Ampit Up TNT, which is Agripreneur Mastermind Program TNT. And we are going to choose the TNT's next top agripreneur.
Wow. That is something truly impressive and truly revolutionary. I can tell you, there are definitely a lot of people who would not be expecting to see something like that coming. Not only in agriculture, but from the Caribbean region. And one of the other things that I want to ask you about too is, what has the response been from the adults and the older people that have seen what you're doing? You could give us a bit of a look at what the professionals in the industry think of what you're doing, as well as like the parents of these same students that you're engaging with, and kind of give us the contrast between the Caribbean region and the rest of the world.
Brilliant question. I think for the seniors or the authorities, some of them I don't refer to as leaders, I say in authorities in inverted commas. It's a pat on the back. Hey Alpha, you know, congrats man, good work man, keep it up.
Yeah.
Right? And I think they feel like if it's a joke. Ha ha ha, agree man, ha 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 ha. And not seeing the importance of this revolution that needs to start from the ground up. And they don't put their money where their mouth is. And this is not just from Agriman perspective. I work with youths all around the region, all these innovations. I work with all of them. And these youths are not getting investment. And I say we have to merge innovation with investment. And we have to merge funders with funders. Right? In terms of the parents though, parents love our message. We have parents who called us after and say, man, what are they doing with my children? What are they doing with my child? The girl come home, agree man,
and they want to look up on YouTube for videos and when is the next video coming out. So parents love this and they know that it's a positive tool. Now, when we talk about places that I've gone to now, it's a different conversation that I have with ministers out there, with directors. They want to invest. I actually had several offers on the table already to buy my company and buy me to stay in some places. And I declined.
Yeah.
Because I want to build Caribbean agriculture. This is my home. And I think this is the true aspiration of a social entrepreneur. Not just go where the resources is. And you just get that $1 billion there and you just make it easy. But no, true social entrepreneurship is building it here with the limited resource. And building others with you as well too. So that is my main motto. And let's letting everyone know that the power is within for it to be a change maker. I recently won a social entrepreneurship award via Cemex. And Cemex is the Mexican cement company in Mexico. And you know, they taught us that everyone is a change maker. And be that change which you want to see in the world.
Wow, that's really, really impressive. And I mean, it is amazing too to hear the response again, like from the parents of these children. And you see that the stigma that we have been hearing around in the region and about the industry, you see, you actually experience and witness the change in the way the children think. You witness that for yourself, and maybe even from some of the same parents who may have been discouraging their children initially from looking at agriculture as a field, you have seen that shift happen in an amazing way. I mean, one of the other few questions I got for you is, what's next for AgriMan?
Well, let me, before I even go into that, to let people know that how we created this is that we realize that there must be an adventure to encourage youth in agriculture, starting with our main character, who's branded as the world's most powerful food provider. An AgriMan would say this: boys and girls, I'm the AgriMan. To feed the world is my master plan. If you plant one tree, you could eat for free. This will guarantee food security. From field to farm, let's let it can see and enter drought. Once we all grow what you need, soon the whole world we can feed. What's up next with AgriMan? AgriMan cartoon, AgriMan animation. Look out for that on coming to a station near your television. We have to disrupt the media and put these messages in the media for kids to see this. They are accustomed seeing the negative side on TV, and these are things that are reinforced into their brain that they should just automatically, it's a stigma, it's a bad thing, you know. We're gonna put AgriMan Adventures on the television, continue the AgriMan Adventures comic book series, create an app, create another storybook, and definitely look out for AgriMan Adventures coming to you on big screen near you very soon. Think about AgriMan as the green Black Panther.
I like that one a lot. And I mean, hearing your story, it's as you told me, like before we started, about how it's a process, you know, and it is not necessarily starting with $1 million, but starting with that $1, making that $1 make sense. So tell me, what message do you have for other young people who may be hearing you right now, are interested in getting into agriculture, doing something in the space, but the environment that they're seeing them around them is not conducive for them to be interested or motivated even to get up every single day? You know, I mean, you would know from your own experience the situations of dealing with, you know, different authorities, as you say, and the discouraging impact that can have on the youth. So what words of encouragement would you have for the next AgriMan coming up?
My biggest message to young people is always that to start a business, the hardest thing to start a business is to start the business. And the easiest thing to start the business is to start the business. We sit down at home sometimes and we are like, how, when, what, I need this funding, next 5 years, you're still sitting at home, how to do this? Let's start the business. This burning idea that you have in you, just start it. Entrepreneurship is about freedom. Entrepreneurship is about expression of self. Being able to express who you are via a business, via
creating a change. Don't just have the best idea in the world, but have the best idea for the world. And this is what will create systemic change in the world, not just for you to become richer, for your family to become wealthier, but for your community and your country and your nation to be improved and strengthened, right? Plenty times we think that they tell us about the 5 P's in marketing, right? Price, place, promotion, blah, blah, blah. But you know what they didn't tell us about? They didn't tell us about passion. They didn't tell us about purpose. They didn't tell us about productivity, right? They didn't tell us that these things will then make us get paid. So then they didn't connect this so-called marketing mix 5 P's to these other P's. Start with purpose. Start with passion, and then and only then, and productivity. You need to work hard, my young brother and sister. You need to work hard. This ain't no dollyhouse thing. You don't wake up one day and just feel like if you know, start a conversation with Bill Gates. That don't happen just so. You need to work your ass off, get your butt off that chair, and you need to work it. And I don't like the statement about as an entrepreneur, I'm my own boss. We need to change that mindset. You know why? Make your clients, make your customers be your boss. They would dictate. Don't feel that I'm my own boss. I would wake up 2 o'clock in the evening. Nah, they will leave you. Yeah. They will leave you. Meetings, emails, sessions, that gone, and you're still sleeping. Wake up and treat it as though you're going to any job. Right? Yes, we'd like to go right over. I have an 8 to 4 job. But my 8 to 4 is really 8 about 4 a.m. in the morning. You understand? I see entrepreneur 8 to 4. Right? But there's no one you are than you. Find the I in your idea and find the you in your uniqueness. Don't be one in a million, be one in 7.3 billion. Everyone has this unique and this individuality in you that you could create this product, this service, this conversation, this mission, this movement, this whatever to change the world. And everyone is here for a purpose, and it's about entrepreneurship allows you to pull out that purpose. Going to a job every day, yes, we could do jobs to get experience, but I believe jobs are there for a point in time, you know, but then you find it, you're looking for it, to then be able to build and create something on your own, right? I mean, with a team as well, but I mean your idea that will create a more, I mean, peaceful, less discriminative, less, you know, no hunger, zero malnutrition, zero poverty world. You understand? Where every boy and girl could go to sleep with a full belly, with a good meal. You understand? Every boy and girl could wake up to a good breakfast, a good education. There are problems in the world, my dear young brothers and sisters. There are problems in the world. And we live in a, stop living in a glass case, and you feel everything is everything. And because we here and we eating and we are water, there are problems in the world. I've gone to places in the world where I see kids with sand on their mouths. And when I ask, were they playing in the sand? They say no. They were eating sand.
Wow.
And not eating sand because they like sand, but they're eating sand because that is what they're seeing for them to eat, and they have nothing else to eat. So isn't that a world that we need to fix? And not just think about it for ourselves and for our children. And then you go back to your Lord and answer for what did you do in your lifetime? You like to say, let's leave a legacy. Don't leave a legacy, live a legacy. Right? So that would be my advice.
Man, and that gotta be one of the most powerful messages that I have heard for the year. I mean, and resonating so well, all the truths that you just mentioned, man. Like, I don't even know where we could go from there. All is to say, you're doing some amazing work here, Agriman. Tell us, if we want to follow Agriman, we want to know what's the latest going on, how we can learn more about Agriman and get in touch with you.
www.yfarmit.com. That's yfarmit.com. Our handles on Instagram, Twitter is at yfarmit. And Y, not with the letter Y, but WHYFARMIT at yfarmit. Facebook is just yfarm. Be connected on all our platforms, and there's our YouTube channel as well, YFarm. You would see tons of videos, tons of things that we do all over the world in inspiring hundreds of persons. And, you know, we would just love for you to come on and follow us. Not follow us in the sense of just be a follower, but actually to be a leader, to be inspired to be a leader as well.
Well, there's an amazing message here today. And thank you, Alpha Senan, for joining us on today's podcast. It's been great speaking with you. And we look forward to seeing amazing things happening with AgriMan in the future. And we're just going to look forward and stay tuned. And not just be, as you say, be a follower or be an observer, but we're going to be active and proactive in this whole mission. Again, thank you, Alpha Senan, AgriMan.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for joining us. If you like this episode, remember to share it on your social media or tell a friend about it. Your support allows us to continue to create and share this amazing content with you. On the next episode of Our Green Revolution.
That's what really amazing, that all these things are so integrated. And we really were supposed to just be good stewards of the earth. We didn't put it here. We were placed here to take better care of it for future generations. And we haven't been doing a very good job at that.
We are resetting this whole situation.
Right? And the reset button is kind of scary.